The ninth chapter of Hebrews, verse 24. For Christ did not enter into the holy made by hand, types of the true things, but he entered into heaven itself. For Christ did not enter into the Holy of Holies like a high priest. Wasn't even allowed in there. Even though it was his father's house, the people weren't holy. So Christ did not enter into the Holy of Holies on earth. But he did enter into something true, something in heaven. What's that? What's that? Well, he entered into the holiness not made by hands, because they were types of the true things, but he entered into heaven itself. He entered into heaven itself. Why? Why? It's going to say here, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Wow! That's good news. Now to appear, he's in the heaven of heavens, facing his Father after his death and resurrection, seated at the right hand of God, and he appears there on your behalf, not for himself. Wow. That's where my theology, and it's not right, it's just what's in the Bible. My theology differs from a lot of people. They think you cooperate. They think you cooperate. They think that you're doing something. No, you're not doing anything. You know, he loves you just the way you are, Andrew. He loves you just the way you are. You don't have to be anything other than what you are. Because he didn't do it under the law. He didn't walk into the Holy of Holies to make a sacrifice and show his blood. He actually went into heaven itself on your behalf. Wow. He wants to speak for you and me. And he didn't need our help. He didn't need our help. He didn't need it in creating us. Now he doesn't need it in saving us. And then he won't need it in cleansing us. And then he won't need it in perfecting us. And then he won't need it when we're going to inherit our inheritance and seize the prize. In fact, we don't do anything. I love this. It's amazing because nothing can go wrong. Since he did it, it's perfect. If I would have done it, it would have been a flaw. I'm not perfect. So, you see, he appears there on behalf of the ungodly. All of us have sinned. All of us have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of my own. I'm not aware of your sin, but I know I haven't. Alex, you would say, though, the same thing?
Absolutely.
Well, he entered on your behalf. Jack, did you help him?
A little bit.
A little bit? Amen. That's the part that would disqualify you, but fortunately, God didn't count it.
I was raised a Baptist.
Yeah. This is strange teaching, but it's in the Bible. I'm reading it right out of the Bible. I'm reading it in the book of Hebrews, which is written to the Hebrews. Because they were following the law. They thought he was the high priest and he came to enter into the Holy of Holies and shed blood there of a goat or a bull or a cow or something. No, he didn't. He entered into heaven itself on your behalf. I mean, that's the part I like.
Praise God.
It's on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
And knowing you were a sinner, knowing you don't deserve anything, knowing that you deserve death, but he already died, and then he rose, and then he ascended into heaven, and now he's seated consecrated, crowned as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So that began on a Sunday, by the way, the day after the Sabbath. In fact, the day right after Passover. That's how the whole week closed off. And he started something new on Sunday, the day after, the morrow after, the morning after. So I like that. I like that idea. That Sunday isn't the Sabbath. That's Friday night, Saturday night. So this is the outstanding thing about Jesus. He didn't even ask me how many sins I sinned. He just went on my behalf. I didn't even ask him to. He just did it voluntarily. He likes me so much. Well, that's what he said. And to prove it, he went there on my behalf. Speak well of me. Speaking nicely about me.
Praise God.
Don't count his sin. I died for his sin. So he doesn't have any. Yahoo!
Hallelujah.
There's therefore now no condemnation.
Amen.
There's therefore now no condemnation.
Hallelujah.
For those who walk after, well, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
After the Spirit. That's me. Because he did it on my behalf and he told me about it. Hey, I'm doing this for you. That's where people don't like my church. They don't like it because I preach that Jesus did it all. I teach that Jesus did it all. Where's Jeff?
I called him three times.
He did?
I think he'll be here next Sunday.
It's not next Sunday.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
He was very blessed by
I know he was. I think he's the only one that really, really heard what I said at the table. I mean, he was listening intently. I like the way Jim explained it, the way that rather than my pastor, I knew he paid attention. Like, hey, that's a little different take, because there's no cooperation. There's no, you're not under a law. You're not under any condemnation. You're not under any, you know, fear. You're not under pressure. Hey, Jim just took it away. I like the way you said that. He liked that. And he might come.
He will come.
Yeah.
He will come.
He will come.
Amen.
He will come.
It was a confident will come. And a strong cold.
Yeah.
Jenny, it's a cold, I promise.
Right. That's powerful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is why my good news is better than other people's good news, because it's not.
Yeah.
I believe most pastors, I don't care what they say about grace, they really preach law. They really want people to behave. I don't want you to behave. Please don't behave. Stop it. Well, why? Jesus died for sinners. He's the only God I know that died for a sinner.
Hallelujah.
I don't know that Buddha did that. I don't think Buddha did that for me, on my behalf, to appear in the presence of God on my behalf. I don't think he did. And Muhammad, I don't think he did it either. And the Pope, he didn't do it. And the Jewish rabbi, they didn't do it. Nobody appeared there except Jesus. Wow. Oh, Andrew, I think this is good news. That he appeared in the presence of God on your behalf. He did not enter into the Holy of Holies. He entered into heaven itself on your behalf. And since he's perfect, I don't think he lied. I think he told the truth. Jim is innocent. What? I'm innocent. I have never been innocent. I've been guilty from the moment I was conceived. The moment I was conceived, I've been guilty. I was born in sin. In fact, I was conceived, King David said. I was conceived in sin. I think that's powerful. The moment I was conceived, I was already thinking how I was going to cry when I come out and complain about the cold air or something like that. Hey, it was nicer in the womb. What am I doing out here? What am I going to do? And don't do any of those other things that you did to abort me. I'm here. Wow, I think God kept me alive. I do. I think God kept me alive.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you the good news. Why? Because I read it in the book. I just read it in the book. I read it in the book. I'm reading it right now. Verse 24. I'm going to read it again because I like this part. For Christ did not enter into the Holy of Holies, made by hand, types of the true things, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf.
Praise
wow, that's too strong. I could preach on that for months. I really could, because it's my whole life. Golly, that's so amazing. Why would he want to do that? Because I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. I don't think, if I were Jesus, I wouldn't do that. Because I deserve hell. I deserve pain, suffering, and sorrow. I don't know how I escaped that. Now I'm his beloved. Now I'm his favorite. Now, I'm the one. You're also the one. I think there are several of you.
Praise
Andrew, you're the one. He did that on your behalf. He actually spoke your name. Yeah, I'm doing this for Andrew. I'm doing this because he can't. He is not perfect. He can't be here. I know you've sinned a few times. A few times. Yeah. You've even had thoughts that are not good. But he doesn't even count on those. He doesn't think on those. He just thinks, Jim can't do it. I'll do it for him. Maybe Jim will believe in me. If I do this for him, maybe he'll believe in me. Well, I do. I'm here to testify. I believe that Jesus Christ did it all. Yeah. I believe Jesus Christ did everything that needed to be done because he's perfect. I'm not. And I don't even want to be, because that wouldn't help out anything. Because I'm not. And I admit that. I confess that. You know, if you can confess to God, he's faithful and just to forgive you all your sins. Do you know, if you just say, I sinned, he likes that.
Yes.
They just say, I sinned, God. I was angry. I was bitter. I was jealous. I was, you know, worried. I was judgmental. I was fearful. I was stressed. I was fretting. He said, relax. Jim, I already did this. As soon as I died, this was way before you were born, I already knew I'd like you. Ha! Ha! I can't believe it. I wish everybody preached like this, because I'm just reading it. I'm not adding anything to it. I'm just saying, wow, that's kind of good news. That's special.
Well,
I think everybody else puts pressure on you to behave. I don't, because I'm no good. So I don't do that. I don't care what you do, what you don't do. I just think you should pay attention to his promise.
Amen.
I think you should pay attention to, he didn't enter into the Jewish Holy of Holies on, you know, Sabbath day or High Sabbath or whatever. He just entered in heaven itself, said, God, I skipped that thing on earth made by hands, the type for the antitype. I'm the antitype. I'm Christ, the true and living God. Peter announced that one day. I know who you are. You don't know who I am unless my Father. Now, if my Father revealed that to you, you'd know who I am. Because I'm not. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, he figured out that Son of Man was actually Son of God. The greatest thing on earth is actually the greatest thing in heaven. And he appeared into the holy, holy place. I mean, really holy, not copy on the earth, not a type, not a shadow. Had substance. He just went straight in. Dad, it's me. I'm here on Jim's behalf. I'm here on I'm here on Alex's behalf. Just forget what he's done. Forget that.
Amen.
I'm here on Andrew's behalf. I'm here on his behalf. You know who I mean. I'm here. I'm here on everybody's behalf. Ginny, I'm here on your behalf. Wow. Whew. Wow. That's over. I mean, I don't even need to read another verse. I like that already. I like it. Just the 24th verse in chapter 9. Book of Hebrews. It's written to the Hebrews. I wish they'd read that because they actually think they're better than me because they at least try. They at least try. I've never tried. I am so rotten and poor about that. I didn't even try. You know, Dan, you at least tried. You did. You tried.
No, I did.
You did try. Hallelujah. Now, you're so... Man at his best states altogether vanity.
Yeah.
Man at his best states altogether vanity. I mean, you at your best is nothing. Zero. Nothing. It doesn't count. I don't know. I like this message. I thought I'd read some more good news to you.
Right.
But now, verse 25. Not that he often should offer himself, even as the high priest enters into the Holy of Holies year by year with the blood of others, you know, goats and bulls and stuff like that, turtle doves. Since he must often have suffered from the foundation of the world. So if he every time you sinned, if he appeared on your behalf like the high priest at least once a year on Yom Kippur, on the day of covering, to cover your sins. But he didn't eliminate them, he just covered them. He didn't eliminate them, he just covered them. So... Randy, this is good news. I'm glad you came today because this is good. This is really good. So, since Christ did not enter into the Jewish Holy of Holies to satisfy, to make a sacrifice, to make an offering, to make atonement, since he didn't do that, priest helping out with a lamb that I chose to no blemish and so on and so forth, no sub here, Jesus is the real thing. He entered into heaven itself. He didn't enter into the Holy of Holies on the earth. He couldn't. He didn't qualify. He was not under a law. So he wasn't high priest. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's a priest king. Oh, that's higher. That's higher. That's spiritual. No beginning, no end. No beginning, no end. No beginning, no end. And now, Randy, you're one of his priest kings. That's powerful. You're one of his priest kings. In other words, you're pure. What? How'd that happen? Well, because Jesus Christ, he did not enter into the Holy of Holies on earth. He entered in. Oh, Lynn, you missed my best point.
Oh, could you start over?
I'll start over. This is good.
We all do. We need to hear it.
For Christ did not enter into the Holy of Holies, that human, man-made type, of which Christ is the anti-type, subbing for him. In other words, man at his best state is humanist. Just a human. And at his best state, even a human, at his best state, is altogether nothing. I mean, zero. I mean, it doesn't count. Because you're not perfect. You're never going to be perfect. I'm going to just tell you right now, you're not perfect. except God declares you to be perfect,
yes.
except God cleanses you from all unrighteousness, all unrighteousness, all. He not only forgives your sin, but he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Well, what part did you play in that? Faith cometh by hearing. So he forgave you without your help. Now he's cleansing you from all unrighteousness without your help. I mean, apparently he doesn't want my help. Apparently.
Amen.
Apparently. He doesn't want me to be good. He doesn't even believe I know what good is.
Amen.
He's a holy God and he likes sinners. That doesn't maybe make sense. How can a holy God have any fellowship with me? That's impossible. He can. I'm way below his standard. But he did it. And he said, and I appeared not in the Holy of Holies on earth. I appeared in heaven itself on Jim's behalf,
well,
on Dan's behalf, on Ginny's behalf,
amen.
On Alex. I can't believe he did it for you, Alex. I can't believe that.
Amen.
That's a miracle. That's a miracle. And Randy, a miracle. No, two miracles.
Well.
You see, at least Ginny tried. She tried. But some people here didn't even try. Me. I don't think... You're kind of sloppy at it. You pretend like you're holy, but you're not. You're just pretending. You know, God doesn't care. He don't care about sin. Isn't that amazing? How could God, who's holy, not care about sin? In fact, He hates it. He hates it. Especially if you think what you did is good. Especially if you add to it, I went into the Holy of Holies. I tried my best. That's a Jewish...
Malarkey.
That's malarkey. That's malarkey. That's nonsense. So God doesn't want you to behave. Wow. I can breathe.
Amen.
Randy, there's no condemnation for you. There's none. Jesus eliminated it. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God was in Christ reconciling the world, not himself to the world, but the world to himself, because we had the enmity against him. We didn't like his laws. We didn't like the yoke of bondage. We didn't want to be under Pharaoh. We wanted to be free. Wow. And what did he do? Everything. Thank you. I praise you for being faithful and merciful and kind, and you know, you did everything for me. I thank you and praise you, and I adore you, and I agree with your whole idea to marry me, even though I'm way, way, way beneath your kind of standard. I didn't even do it. I didn't even try to do it. I just bumped along like a log. Just a bump on a log. That's a bump on a log. I didn't do anything. And here, he wants me to read the Bible, so I hear the promise, and I believe it. So, okay, let's leave that and look at verse 25, because that's good. That's the part you missed, Lynn. I shared that part. Let's see here. Okay, 25. Since he must often have suffered from the foundation of the world. Okay, so if he, every time you sinned, he had to suffer. He had to make a sacrifice. He had to make an offering. He had to make an atonement. For every time you did something, this high priest only went in once a year, but Jesus would have to suffer a lot for all the sins I've sinned. Even after he did all that, I still went back to sinning. Is that not true of every one of us? Don't you sometimes... I mean, you didn't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to sin today. You just started. I was anxious. I was nervous. I feared about my health. I was angry at somebody who cheated me. And I just sinned. I didn't even try. It just kind of comes out. He likes me. Ah, he likes me. He likes me. He likes me.
Amen.
He loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So I'm like a little kid, doesn't have any clue as to who Jesus is. But you just teach him that song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
They don't even know what it means, but they like it. It's kind of like
light.
Yeah. It makes you feel good in the back seat of the automobile. Didn't have car seats, so they used to just be back there. Jesus loves me, this I know. They didn't even sing it right. They didn't even know what they were talking about. He said, of such is the kingdom of heaven. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Little children, they don't do zip. They don't do anything. They just learn what they're taught, and then they do it. And they don't know whether they're doing bad or good. They don't even think about it. They don't think about it. Because God doesn't want us to. He think on things that are holy, that are just, that are right, that are true, that are excellent. You know, think on those things. Think on those things. What? What is that? God. It's not you. It's God. Just don't think about yourself. Think about God loving you and not telling a lie that he loves you completely. Wow. Wow. Oh, I wish you'd heard the first part. Yeah. Yeah. I wish. Next time, step on the gas a little bit. Step on the gas, because I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it, because it's too good. And I think I could preach this around the world.
Amen.
Because I'm living it, and I'm living it. I didn't even do anything. I didn't do anything. I just was me. I was just idiot. Completely evil. And God looked down and said, that Jim needs help. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And I didn't even do anything. I'm just me.
Amen.
That's powerful. I think this is good. I like this preaching. This is really good preaching. I'm going to keep going, because it goes on and on. Not that he often should offer himself. He doesn't have to do it. He did it once for all. Even as high priest enters into the Holy of Holy year by year with the blood of others, you know, lambs, goats, and so on, since he must often have suffered from the foundation of the world. I mean, he'd be, just for my sins alone, he'd be just busy all the time. Oh, Jim did it again. Oh my God, just save up 2 or 3 in a row, because I'm having this offer, these offerings for him all the time. Well, Jesus didn't do it. He just did it once. He just said, people are so sinful and selfish and just thinking about themselves, and not, there's no good thing in them. There's no good thing in people. I like that. I like that. Because that's true. It's true of me. And I'm going to just do this, and I'm going to appear in the presence of God on Jim's behalf, Dan's behalf, Ginny's behalf, Raul's behalf. Ha! That's amazing. Woohoo!
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that's too good to be true. It's too good to be true.
Jim, Deidre's.
What's that, Deidre?
Deidre's behalf too.
Huh?
Deidre's behalf too.
Yeah? Thank on you. Your behalf.
Thank you.
You don't even know what it is. God is good. Everything God is good is good. Everything God does is good. Everything God does is good. I mean, he's never done. He doesn't have any shadow of turning in him. He doesn't have anything dark in him. In fact, he delivered you even before you were born. He delivered you from the kingdom of darkness. You're not in darkness. You're enlightened. You have light. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
Salt of this earth.
Amen.
And so everything you do is acceptable to God, because you're not good. You're not good. You'll never be good. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
I don't know. That is good news. You will never be good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you see, you say, well, Pastor, I thought Jesus loved me. Oh yeah, he does. But he loves you as a sinner. He loves you as a sinner. And then in eternity, you'll still be a sinner. Well, what accounts for the fact that I'm in heaven? Well, Jesus is the vine, you're just a branch. Break the branch off, and no fruit. So even when you do something, you didn't do it.
That's right.
Even when you do something, you didn't do it. Even when you do anything, so it's derivative. It's a derivative.
Amen.
It derives from something else, something foreign. It's a derivative. That's an economic term. And this paper produced derivatives, and you can sell those and transfer those. You can exchange them. Stuff like that. We're derivatives. I'm a branch in his vine where all the juice is, all the nutrients, everything that's needed for me to flourish. Because Jesus loves me, not that I love him. Not that I love him. He loves me unconditionally. No condition. Wow, I qualify for that. I qualify for that. The other religions of the world, I don't qualify. All the other religions, I'd flunk. I'd fail. I'd be nervous. I'd be anxious. I tried to behave myself, and I just didn't do it for more than 4 seconds today. I'll try tomorrow to maybe do it for 6. I didn't do that. I never did it. I just thought no contest. I mean, there's nothing. I know enough about myself to know I'm no good.
Amen.
And I feel like I'm like you, Ryle. I don't feel like anything good going for me. And I'm not blaming my parents or circumstances or the world or evil or bad people. I'm not blaming them. They didn't have anything to do with me. Nobody's sin made me sin. Nobody's sin made me sin. I just wanted to. I was just waiting for an occasion, somebody goof up, and then I could sin against them. And fortunately, most people are sinners, so I have a lot. I can go a long way in criticizing others for criticizing me. you're talking to God's beloved. Isn't that neat? All right, let's read on. Hebrews 9, and this be 20. Where am I? I keep losing my place here. Since he must often have suffered from the foundation of the world, but now once, at the completion of the ages. So he's talking about the last 3,000, well, 2,000 years. We're in the 3,000th. With this, ever since Jesus was born in 4 BC, and then he lived his life, and now ever since that time, I've still sinned. Cynthia, I still sin. And Peggy does criticize me for doing that, but she doesn't catch me all the time. And so I've sinned so many times, she didn't even know about it. I don't mention that, because she's already angry at something I didn't say or did say, or make sure you do this. I always have a grade. I always get a grade every day. Did I do A today? No, you B minus. I don't ever measure up. I'm no good. I'm no good. And I delight in that. I really delight in that. In fact, I love my sin. I actually love it. Why? Because he doesn't count it.
Amen.
That is amazing. I would count it. If I knew me, if I were God and I knew me, I wouldn't at all love me. I would not. Because he knows how deliberate I am.
Amen.
I actually sometimes know exactly what I'm going to do, and it's wrong. How many think you cooperate with God? You don't cooperate with God. You never cooperate because you're not perfect. And besides, you already did it. And you're already acceptable. So you don't have it to do anything. You can just be you. Does that mean you can excuse yourself? Well, what's the alternative? This is your no good. How can you be good when you're no good? Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because you don't know what evil is, and you don't know what good is, and you don't know anything.
Amen.
That's God's tree. Let him eat out of that. That's his tree. That's the tree of death for me, but tree of life for him. Because he likes that tree where he knows what good is. If he says it's good, it's good. Let's say he forgives a sinner. That's good. Exodus 33:19. Anytime God wants to, he can forgive a sinner. He can show mercy to a sinner. Chesed. He can show favor to a sinner. Foron. F-O-R-O-N. He can do anything he wants anytime, because he can even forgive a sinner. Ha! That's me. That's me. I'm a natural at it. I've been doing that ever since I was in the womb. I came out not, hey, Mom, how can I help? I didn't come out like that. I came out, yeah, I hate it out here, you know. It's cold out here. It was, get me back in that womb thing. That was nice. I was all taken care of. Even though she tried to abort me over and over and over again, when I heard about it, I just said, well, I forgive you, Bob. Look, I'm alive. You Amen. Failed. You failed at killing babies. You are not good at that. You did. I told her that. She didn't think it was funny. She was crying and felt bad about it and so on. Mom, I'm here. Look at here. Look at me. I'm alive and I don't care. I don't care what you did. I deserved everything, and I got nothing but the love of Jesus. Nothing but the love of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't know if any of you have the humor I have, but I think everything is funny because Jesus made it that way. I came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. I already goofed up so much, and he wants me to have more abundant life.
Praise God.
I like that.
Amen.
I like Jesus. I like Jesus.
Amen.
He seems to make a religion that's fit for me. Do y'all love it?
Yeah.
Don't you love these scriptures? You didn't know this was in the Bible. I'm reading it for you because you didn't know that. You didn't know this is in there. And let us... Oh, I'm on the wrong page again. I need a safety pin or something. Let's see. Since he must have suffered from the foundation of the world, but now once at the completion of the ages, which is now, we're there now, he has been manifested for putting away of sin through the sacrifice of himself. He put away sin by sacrificing himself. That's a funny way to do it. The way he put away sin is saying, instead of you paying, I'll pay. You offended the Father, but I'm here to tell you, don't worry about it. I paid for it. I paid for that. I died for you.
Amen.
And now I'll rise for you. And after that, I'll reign with you. And I'll do it all for you.
Amen.
I don't want you to do anything, Raul. Don't. Cynthia, don't. Jacob, don't. I wish your sister were here. I could say don't. Don't do anything. Why? Because God doesn't like you to labor. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I'm going to trade your labor for rest.
Amen.
I think that's cool. That's good news for anybody.
Great.
Wow. Because you could even sin all the way to kingdom come, and you still, God loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you. Does he want you to sin? No, but he takes care of it. He took care of it. He made the offering. He made the sacrifice. He made the atonement for you. So now you don't have to do anything. Religion is out. Religion is out. The Holy of Holies is over. The yoke of bondage is gone. There's therefore now no condemnation for them that were in Christ Jesus. Do you want me to keep going? Because this is kind of good.
Man.
I mean, to me it's good.
It's amazing.
Once for all. Once for all? once.
Hallelujah.
That's too easy for Jesus. Make him do it 100 times, a billion times. Nope, he won't do it. He just did it once because he's perfect. Ha! That's where you and Jesus are different. Jesus is perfect, you're not. And he perfectly loves me. Oh, wow. That's funny. That's funny. Because I don't deserve it, Dan. I didn't try hard like you did in your family. That was silly. You tried hard, and you were a failure. You were. You flunked out. You failed. Because you didn't try hard enough. You should have given it, you know.
Gone crazy here.
Yeah.
Gone crazy.
Yeah. I think... Do you know that God loves your mom?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She knows it. She knows it. And she was a little bit naughty, but he still likes her. Do you know that God never counts our sin?
That's right.
Why? I would count it since he's holy. He noticed the difference. He can't be around us and not notice the difference. He just said of the Hebrew children, you're of your father the devil. You're of your father the devil. Boy, that'll make them mad. We tried hard. We were never slave to any man. We're a slave of sin. Well, other than that. So the Jewish people still are, the blindness has not fallen from their eyes. They're still in darkness. They are dark. Why? You know why? So that we can pray for them, love them, bless them.
That's
our job.
Amen.
Our job is easy. Because as he did to me, I'm doing that for them. I'm praying for them.
Praise the Lord.
I want, you know, tons of them. Come in. I don't even know what the limit is. How many do I get to pray for? I don't even know what the limit is.
That's awesome.
Praise God. I like praying for people. Why? Because they don't have anyone that can give them the truth. I'm not praying, shape them up, and I don't want to pray that. No. Just let them be what they are.
Right?
How many know God loves you as you are?
Amen.
Just as I am without one plea. I like that. Just as I am without one plea. In other words, I don't have any leg to stand on. I don't have standing before God. I can't go in God's presence, holy presence, and say, I'm here. I'm here to serve. I'm here to be nice. He knows. Get him out. He doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't want to hear my religion, my morals, my niceness. Did you know nice people go to hell? Everybody nice goes to hell. I think that would shock everybody in church because they thought, well, what we did last night was nice. What we did was nice. Really? I don't know what Bible you're reading. I understood that God didn't like that. I understood that you're lukewarm and he just can't even speak to you because you didn't follow his counsel. He just likes, well, go ahead, just do what you're doing because you're going to do it anyway. I mean, he doesn't have any confidence, but he'll look to Jim. Jim, pray for him. Huh? Pray for him. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Is that written in there? Oh, yeah, I'll do it. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I pray for him? Did I pray for him? I don't know. I don't even know how to count that. I don't know if I was smiling when I did it. I don't know if I was sincere if I did it. I didn't know it was all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. All I know is what I read in the book is he likes me. I really can't answer for anybody else. I can only answer for myself and say, I believe this. I really believe Jesus loves me. Woo! Glory!
Amen.
I tell you, this is good. Want me to read some more? Okay. It just keeps flipping back. This thing keeps flipping. All right. He sacrificed himself. And, verse 27, and as it is reserved to men once to die, and after that, judgment. You die once, and then there's judgment. As soon as you die, judgment. faces you. Everybody's raised from the dead. Hey, get up. Damnation, go to the left. Jim, you go to the right because you believed.
Amen.
That's cheating. I'm having heaven on earth now, and then I get heaven.
Amen.
It's cheating. I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like I'm cheating because I am cheating. But I'm not under a law, it said. He is there in the presence of God, speaking on my behalf, acting on my behalf. I mean, he's showing God the blood. God, did you see my hand here? That was one of the hand. This one here, two. And my feet, get those. I did that for Jim. I did. Jesus, show him everything. Oh, yeah, and the crown on the head. I got that too. Just show him all the blood, because the blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's earlier in the chapter. But anyway, I like these stories like this. These are good ones. And as it is reserved to men once to die, and afterward the judgment, so being once offered to bear the sins of many, all of us, Christ shall appear a second time. Well, he hadn't done that yet. He's coming back a second time. What? To see his bride. I never met a bride, but I'm going to be a bride this time. I'm going to be a bride. He can talk. I don't know how he does that. He mixes up his words. I'm a male, and then I'm a bride, and then we're sons of God, and yet we're female. And he jumbles everything up. But what I like about it is always on my side.
Amen.
That's what I like about it. I just believe Jesus. I wish the whole world would hear this. I wish all of Dallas were gathered here. I mean, I could be to 10 million people or something. Why? Because it's good news.
That's right.
But you know what? People don't like this message because they want credit. They do. People want credit. They want, well, I did something. I responded. I did that. I helped out a little bit. Really? What did you do? Well, I was sincere. Ah, sincerity. You do deserve to go to heaven because you were sincere. How many know I don't believe in all those words?
No.
I just believe in Jesus' promise. I don't believe in words of men. I just believe Jesus' promise. That's why I read his word. I don't read anybody else's words. I don't trust them. I just like this one. Because this is all promise. The others are all commands. The others, behave yourself. Behave yourself. Don't do that. Do this. Don't do that. Do this. It's too much. I can't remember. I'm not multitasker. Peggy tries to change me into multitasking.
Yeah.
I want you to clean this up, and then I want you to come to the table. I forgot already, because it was two things. I can't think of it. Table. Task. I can't think of it. So I just play with a toy and... Pig! Are you yelling at me? Get here to the table! Oh! That's what I was to do. She doesn't like it. That's embarrassing. And, you know, she wants control. I like Jesus better than Peg. Jesus is nice to me. He just wrote down in the book how nice I am. Just because I believed in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. He's delighted in that. He counts that as righteousness. Just like Abraham. All he did in the covenant that he made with God is snore.
Right.
You know, because he fell asleep after beating off those birds and, you know, cutting those cows and stuff. He was tuckered out. And that's all he contributed, snoring. And God came down, had to do his side and his own side. He had to do everything. He had to do everything for a little kid. Did you know little children are going to heaven because of nothing? It's for nothing. He created you, so he likes you. Just because he created you. Just because he created you, he likes you. I mean, he did not say, I'm going to die for all the good people, because that would be a small number. he didn't do that because everybody sinned. All have sinned. All have sinned. You know, Randy, you don't worry about sin. He took care of that. Am I saying don't sin? Well, I am, but I'm saying if you didn't sin, that would be Jesus. That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
If you didn't sin, that would be just you manifesting God, and somebody saw your good works and didn't give you the glory. They gave God the glory. They'll bless your Father in heaven because he's shining through you. And that was just all Jesus. Love, joy, peace, patience, God is good, and shed, and blah, 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 blah. And all that stuff comes out of me, and I don't know how it comes out. I don't even think about it. I'm just relaxed all the time. I'm always happy. Woo!
Amen.
Peggy, it's irritating to Peggy. You're always smiling and always laughing and making noises and stuff.
Boo.
She doesn't like it. Because I, when she met me, I was an embarrassment. And I still am. That was an embarrassment. Margaret, don't marry an embarrassing person. Because you'll always be criticizing them. Try to marry a perfect person. Only there aren't any. So, unfortunately, they'll be just like me. They'll be just like me. Did you know that everybody's like me? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So everybody failed. The whole thing of behaving yourself was erroneous. Apart from me, you can do
nothing.
I don't know why that word doesn't ring true in the church.
Yeah.
If you can do nothing, why do you do anything? If you can do nothing, how can you do anything when you can't do nothing? I mean, that's all you can do, nothing. But in me, in connection, into relationship with me, the promisor, you're the promisee, you can do all things. Why? Because he's the vine, you're the branch, and the fruit comes out, and it's all Jesus. And that one, not one of it was you. You never did anything. Oh, it's all God wants. All God wants is someone to acknowledge that he did everything. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful. Thank you, Lord, for being kind. Thank you, Lord, for saving sinners. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. That's what I'm excited about. I don't really care about anybody else. You say, well, do you care? No, I don't. I don't care. I don't even think about it. It doesn't even occur to me. I've been like this ever since I was conceived. My mom tried to do things to get me not to be here because her mom, who she wanted to please, said, he'll ruin your life. Ha! I'm a ruiner. I'm a bad seed. That young man, you're a young girl and you have a future ahead of you. She went to 17 high schools in Chicago. 17.
Wow.
17. And she passed in 3 years. She was already top of her class.
Wow.
So she must have been smart.
Oh my
gosh. And then this little kid comes along, because she was naughty, and then ruined her whole life. And I didn't come out and say, hey, Mom, forgive me. Probably not going to help out too much. I didn't say that. I didn't even know English. I didn't know anything. I just grew up as a kind of a dullard, you know, idiot. And I just walked around. I didn't know who, whatever. I knew nothing. And God has taught me his Bible. I read everything but the Bible. But then I one day decided I better read the Bible since I'm a Westerner. You know, if you grew up in Western society, you should know something about the Bible. But it always appeared to me that the people in the Bible were hypocrites. I don't know why. I guess it's because it's there. They always seemed to be hypocrites because all of them wanted to behave themselves and they didn't. And God seemed to not like that. And I read that, and I read that, and I this is always my thought. I wonder why Christians aren't reading what I'm reading. Because I finally did start to read it, and it was pretty good news. I wonder why Christians aren't reading this book. Ha! If I ever become a Christian, and I'm not trying to be one, God, I'm not going to be one. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But if I ever would become one, I'd go all the way. And I remember the moment God showed up. This is the moment God showed up in my life. I mean, supernaturally. And I was there, and immediately I believed it was his voice, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And then immediately I realized, I'll be a hypocrite. I have vowed my whole life, I'll never be a hypocrite. And then the second God revealed himself to me, he was on a ladder climbing up on the second story of Yale University. I was in the second window. And I didn't see him, but I knew he was on a ladder, because how do you get up to the second floor? I mean, I didn't know how tall he was. Anyway, at that moment, I was like struck dumb because the voice. I thought everybody heard it. I thought everybody in the room heard the voice. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. It wasn't harsh like that. It just, that's what it said. And that's my favorite philosophical book. I like Ecclesiastes. It made sense. Everything is vain. Everything is vain. All that you do. And you remember he tried booze and that didn't work. And he tried girlfriends. And nothing worked for the guy. He was king of kings and he was great and so on and so forth. And it didn't work for him. And he just despaired it and said, well, just eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you die. I like that one. That one made sense to me. Because that was kind of like, I frittered my whole life away. Even though I was at Yale, I cheated. I cheated to get there. I mean, I lied. I just was a bluff. Is anybody here that's a bluff? A liar? Thank you. Anyone else? A bluff? Liar? Everybody is a bluff and a liar. That's it. We're all bluffs and liars. There's nobody any different. So you're all like me. That's sad. That is really sad. Sorry for y'all. But, you know, the only hope you have is you better meet this guy Jesus who makes these big promises. Yeah. And you can't even check them out. You can't even read the promise and then say, I believe in that. It just comes by reading it. But it's so good news that I, as a pagan, total pagan, I always knew I was pagan. I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'm good. I never thought that. I knew I was always wicked and evil. I was always cold and nasty and so on and so forth. But I fooled people because I like fooling people, conning people, lying to people, cheating them. But one day I read that book and I liked it. I just thought, I'm not going to be a Christian or anything like that. But that's funny that you are holy and you like unholy people. That's funny. That's funny. How can God be holy and like unholy people? Did you know that's the only one he'll save? He will not save a lukewarm person. If you're religious, he despises that. Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, all nonsense to him. They're all hypocrites. So he only likes people like me. No good. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. Anybody bad in there? That was me. That was me. And I didn't have any conscience. Zero. I never felt bad about it. I was proud. I was really proud about cheating and lying and stealing. I was proud of that. Because I got away with murder. I got away with murder. Has anybody here ever gotten away with murder? In other words, oh, is it time? Well, there you have it. I hope that was good news.
Amen.
You can read more of it.
Amazing.
This whole thing, chapter 9 and then 10 and then 11. It's all written to the Jewish people. 9, 10, and 11. 6, 7, and 8 is yours. But read 9, 10, and 11. 6, 7, and 8 is for Christians to grow up. Oh, by the way, that's different. That's different. When you come under the lordship of Jesus, chair 5, well, then you learn, there's a lot of sin in me. I just thought, you know, I could quit a few sins. But when I started looking at them, they all seemed to be interrelated. You know, like anger seemed to be interrelated to fear, seemed to be interrelated. You know, and I thought, God, I'll never get through all these sin things. I remember the first few months I was after I was a Christian, and I realized if Jesus loved me. I tried to get my sins out, but I couldn't. They were just too many. Just so many. And they're all related. And I like a sweater, you start pulling on one thread, and pretty soon the whole thing unravels. It's like, gee, this leads to this, leads to this, leads to this. I thought, God, I'll never be a Christian, really. I'm just kind of starting out, and I'm already a pastor, of course, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I'll be the lousiest pastor you've ever had, because I'm just prone to do bad. I just am. I don't think I ever erased one sin just by confessing it. But Lord, I exaggerated right there. Well, you going to quit it? Probably not. Probably not. But at least I recognized it. Does that pass muster? No. Okay. Well, it's too much for me. I'm going to be a businessman. Now, I think I'll quit the pastor thing and be a businessman. Because this pastor thing, people rely on you and they're trusting you and they're so on and so forth. I'll just be an illusion to people because they'll think I'm nice and I'm not. And so, one day I decided, I'm not going to keep that up. I'll just be me. It's just between you and me, God. Do you really, really, really like me? They said, read my book. Okay, I read the book. He likes me. That's it. And then, okay, praise God. I love it. I've never been serious in my life. Seriously, I haven't. I've always treated everything as a lark, as a joke, as, you know, whatever. But I really am truly, truly, truly a Christian. I really am. I'm the real thing. Because I don't have a stake in it. I don't have anything because I didn't do anything. All I do is tell the good news. It hasn't changed. The good news was and still is good. It's still good. Because Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. I mean, it's nothing more to it. I don't know. Has anybody advanced beyond that? Can anybody do better than that? That Jesus, and you have nothing to do with this, loves you. And he wrote it down in the book. It's amazing.
Amen.
It's amazing. Well, did I bless anybody?
Absolutely. Wow.
Did I bless anybody?
Amazing. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of short.
Relax.
But, I mean, you could read the whole 10th chapter after 9, and you could read it all the way to 12. You could read it all, and it's all about the Jewish people. How they goofed up. they were trying so hard. At the Western Wall, they're nodding and all that kind of stuff. And, you know. And it doesn't mean anything. It's like laying on nails. It's like nothing. I read the book. It says God doesn't like that. He likes what he did, not what you did. Likes what he did, not what you did. He's perfect. You're not.
Amen. No one else is.
Yes, Dan.
It came to me within like the first 5 or 10 minutes today, as you were in the first verse 24. You sometimes think about the end of time, and then comes judgment.
Right.
And you sometimes think, well, that's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What hit me this morning was, no, not for his kids. It's easy for them.
Yeah.
So easy.
We're already be in heaven.
Jesus.
Right.
We're out.
As soon as he comes back, the second he comes back, he's descending, we're ascending, and we never return.
Yeah.
You don't return. You have your new body and your new... The trump sounds, Jesus, she's coming down, we're going up, because now you have a new body, a new soul, new life, new everything, and there's no sin in you.
Amen.
And now, it's not only the good work I began in you I will surely complete, it's completed. And now you're ruling over the 12 tribes of Israel who are on the bottom down there. And you're ruling over them because you can ride on clouds. Did you know you have a body that will ride on a cloud?
No.
I mean, you look out the airplane, you realize, I'm not sitting on that cloud. Because you just gravity would just pull you down. But you'll have a new body just like Jesus does, and it'll be awesome because you're spiritual. I don't even know what that means, but it's different than here.
Amen.
That's different than here.
That's good.
So I'm already celebrating.
Amen.
I understand why.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm celebrating.
Amen. 1, 2, 3. Do that again.
Yeah, let's do it all together.
Do it again?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Let us do it with you.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah!
That wasn't even close. Hallelujah!
Celebrate.
I mean, it's good news.
That feels good.
Good.
You don't do that every day.
You don't get cancer when you do that.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I just thought I'd throw that out. Look, when you're yourself, you're relaxed all the time. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Amen.
So I believe I'm still alive today because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So I don't take anyone and anything seriously. I just take God seriously. I believe God told the truth. Let God be true, every man a liar. And so I don't believe people. I don't believe anybody. Because I don't think they're reading his word. I think this is the good news. Hey, did all of you see last night's celebration?
Yeah. No.
Wasn't that great?
Right. Oh, it was just great.
Great. You can say Merry Christmas now.
Yeah.
What happened?
Hallelujah.
I thought, what? Well, it was on Daystar.
Yeah.
It was celebration in the Kennedy Center. And Baptist pastor.
Yeah, Jeffers.
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 That awesome?
It was just wonderful.
It was wonderful.
All the music, everything.
Hallelujah.
It's powerful.
I cried.
I thought, oh, Lord, what a miracle this is.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the old fashioned America again.
Amen. Praise God.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I loved it so much. I don't know why. Just what you said.
Yeah.
He said, we'll be able to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a simple, wonderful
so
thing.
Yeah, you got a president that's protecting you.
Yes.
Now, he gives credit to the evangelicals because he had the most overwhelming number of any president any time in the United States.
Yeah.
So, since that's the case, he owes us a debt or something. I mean, I wouldn't pay it, but he owes us that, and he's going to do it. So, he's protecting you. And he just came out, the veterans are better now and all, everything. So, he's doing all that he said, and the bad guys can't stop him. They want to kill him. They want to do him in, but they won't. It's just like people would like to do me in. It's not going to happen.
Well, why did they keep saying, just like I just read on Facebook, that more and more Democrats are joining it?
Yeah.
Impeach him.
Yeah.
They're wasting their time.
Yeah. It's silly. What if this were God and it weren't just Trump? What if it were God? What if God put him there to just waking us up a little bit. Hey, the best is yet to come. It's kind of like we needed something. Like, hey, go for it. You know, whatever you're doing. Just good. So anyway, I believe it. And I like people that are just simple, ordinary people. And they're happy. And they're just having a good time. People hate people having a good time. What's wrong? What are we made for? What are we made for? Here, right?
Yeah.
Can't you have a fun down here? I mean, you're going to have fun in heaven. Why not get heaven on earth before you get it in heaven?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You get used to it. You get used to it.
Amen.
So, you know, we're talking about, like, is it the, like, who's protecting us kind of thing?
God.
Exactly.
God. God is protecting us.
I read this yesterday in Psalms 97. It says, you that love the Lord hate evil. He preserves
the righteous
souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked.
Right. But that's in the last days, for now you suffer.
Yeah, but he's delivered
them. I'm just kidding.
He's delivered us.
Yeah. No. Suffering is not suffering when you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Because you're dead. You're dead. You know that you can't do anything, so you know anything that happens you deserve, but it doesn't matter because Jesus is going to raise you up on the last day anyway. So you got it made. You got it made.
Amen.
So everything is, because people always call me and they're complaining about stuff, but I don't really listen to it. I just get them a scripture and let it go. Why? Because the Bible. It's good news. How can you complain about a God that created you, now redeems you, now purifies you, now is getting rid of all the sin, and then he's going to marry you, and then he's going to give you the inheritance and the prize and everything? God.
Amen.
How can you worry about the toaster not working?
Amen.
Well, my toaster didn't work this morning. We had a plumbing problem last night. But Peggy resolved it.
She's good.
She is good. She just called up the guy and he said, just do a coat hanger down there and push it. And she did and it worked. That's like, that's ridiculous. I mean, I did contribute because I did straighten the coat hanger out. So stick it down there. But I punched it a few times and it didn't work. And I said, this doesn't work. Punch it. He said, punch it. So she just punched it. It worked. That's unbelievable. Otherwise, you had to turn off the air conditioner because it always builds up the water and it floods the house, you know, kind of thing. So we didn't want that. So, you know, isn't God good? We're having fun.
God's good.
Hallelujah.
Isn't our trip awesome? Oh, by the way, if anybody wants a, who did not went on that trip, I've got a Joel wrote a report on everything you did day one, day two, and so on.
Oh, wow.
So everything you did, it's all there. So,
hallelujah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
It's fun. Let's do something powerful that nobody can do.
Amen.
Without Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So,
amen.
Yes, Lynn.
Pastor Jim just did an amazing, incredible job. I'm not surprised that Joel gave a report because that's the way Pastor Jim has trained him. And I mean, it just was an absolute fabulous trip. Pastor Jim was just energy, funny, deluxe.
Yeah.
And he just was on point, on task, did not waste a minute or opportunity to sit down one-on-one. You know, every man who, you know, wanted to you know, receive from him.
Right. Everybody taught.
I just was amazed and just blown away. God was so with him, strengthening him, empowering him, and just, he just was full of the Holy Spirit. It was so magnificent, and the prayers from the body here were very obvious.
Okay.
The team was extraordinary. I mean, Alex, you know, as a veteran, he just gave and really blessed the people. And, you know, Julia being a newbie was just so alert and anointed and really shared her gifts of, you know, from the medical standpoint, which there's a serious need, and that, you know, the people there are so open to hear she has to share, and it just was amazing.
Amen.
I mean, I came home a little sick. I was with Debbie and her sick boys while the team went Sunday night to do a radio presentation, but oh well, it was worth it to spend time with her. She's Joel's little daughter. But it was fabulous, and Jenny, we gave out your cards.
Oh, yeah.
To all the children at all four campuses. They didn't go immediately to them because Joel gave a big lecture to the kids about how I don't want to see these on the ground. I don't want to see them, you know, laying around. I want you to take care of them.
Yeah.
Teachers were going to individually, you know, give them out to each child.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we all, you know, gave out individual cards and specifically to all of Joel's children, all his daughters, and his new 3-year-old son, and that we knew to us,
yes.
Not new to him, but and to Sarah, his wife, and also to, you know, the workers at the Adonai where we stayed, who were so precious to us. So we definitely bless them with your cards.
It's fun to go on the trip.
Yeah.
With you, and thank you, Jesus, for the idea.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, the verse I saw yesterday was that everything is made by him and for him. So I'm grateful that that was made by him, for him, to be used by him.
Amen.
It was just a fabulous trip, and, you know, Joel has used the funds that have been raised through our church and through all of Pastor Jim's connections. I mean, just amazing what he's done with the funds. And he's so accountable. And I know it's thanks to Jim's training. You know, and even though he's a wealthy man now in Uganda, but he does not consider it his, he uses it for the ministry. And, you know, even one of his daughters said, you know, just something that she shared with me, made me realize that, I mean, he doesn't even, you know, he does not use the money for his family. He uses it for the ministry. He's so accountable. And the, you know, the work that has been produced is just amazing. And just it continues. Just
good, great report. Great report.
Can't wait to see that report.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get it from me. I'll just give it to you.
I can email it so she can have it.
Oh, great. Anybody that wants one?
Of course.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
How will we get it?
Just tell Peg.
Oh.
Give her your email. I was on television. They showed it at least 4 times while we were there. And so it covered the whole nation, almost 50 million people. And I was on radio, which may even have a bigger audience than television. And so reached hundreds of thousands of people, millions, I don't know what. But a lot of his members, because he has 10 million followers, a lot of them listen in to that program. So it was great. So everything was good. No effort on our part.
Amen.
No effort.
Amen.
That's right.
Because God likes to do everything.
Amen.
He wants the burden. He wants us to have the blessing.
Amen.
And it could start today.
And I thank the Lord that Jim came home, slept a good night's sleep, and poured into our family, Daddy's service, the word shared at the lunch, ministered. The church was just perfect. Took time to go coordinate with the minister. The burial was another word fitly spoken. To God be the glory. So I just thank the Lord that you live by every word that proceeds from his mouth, and that you,
Yahoo!
You use no reason. How can I come back and do all this? But you did it in
yeah.
Christ perfectly.
Sacrifice.
It was perfect. Daddy, I believe that Daddy got to hear.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. And we believe there's prayer here. Because a lot of people did contribute, and he said this money was spent for this, and it was a shack. Now it's beautiful, and then another one, and another one, another one. But anyway, we just saw, and then I want every one of them to get movie, you know, pictures, photographs of all the pictures we all took.
Yeah.
Get those together, and show the people this is what your money did.
Yeah.
I mean, specifically, this is your money went to this. And it's like, wow, you see the before and you see the after. It's like, wow. Coming before, it was just rough, you know, just bricks and stuff. Now it has plaster on the outside, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's not exactly Dallas, but pretty close.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
In that environment, it was awesome. Anyway, so we're reaching a lot of people. And let's reach more.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy.
Amen.
All you have to do is nothing. Nothing works great. All right. God is great.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.